you stand now?
I don't really know a percentage, but it's feeling a lot better, and I'm looking forward to getting out here and practicing today.
Odell, you're one of the youngsters here. Is it exciting to bring that energy to this team?
Absolutely. I just try and come out every single day and you know, give it my best effort and put, you know, as much energy as into it as I can, and you know, provide a little spark for some of the older guys.
So what do you think you can show everybody?
That's what I'm looking to see right now. You know, I'm waiting to get out here. You know, I've gotten more adjusted to the playbook, and just looking forward to, you know, finally being able to feel at home, and you know, I got settled in with a house and everything like that, so it just feels more comfortable being here. And I'm just looking forward to today's practice.
Okay, how much did you get to work with Eli and
Patrick? We went over a lot of the plays, a lot of the signals. You know, there was a bunch of other guys and quarterbacks there, so we got as many reps in as we can. You know, it being his camp, we skipped the line a few times and ran a couple extra routes. So it was fun, you know, being able to be back home and get some routes in.
Playing with Victor Cruz, what's that going to be like?
It's pretty surreal. You know, I always talked about how he was one of the guys that I watched closely. Last year and now, you know, being on his team and just being able to see him in person, it's a lot more, you know, exciting for me.
This is your first training camp. What kind of expectations do you have for it? What are you expecting, and what are some of your goals here?
Just always setting the goals, you know, in your bar high. Really just coming in, whatever coaches need me to do is what I'm going to end up doing. But, you know, as a young guy, you always want to get in and show them what you got. So I'm just looking forward to the opportunity.
Is the hamstring something you have to keep an eye on, or is that sort of like a thing of the past now, or do you need to still do special treatment on it and kind of handle it a little differently?
It's more just preventative treatment. You know, it's not something that you want to stick around and linger, because it's not something that's, you know, it's not easy to just overcome a hamstring when you use it the way that, you know, I do and other guys do. So kind of just in the back of your mind, you always have that there, but, you know, you try not to focus on it as much and just go as hard as you can.
Obviously new for everyone, including your quarterback. What are your impressions of how this offense could operate?
I think once it gets, you know, all settled in and everybody learns what we need to do, I think it's going to be a pretty dynamic offense. And, you know, we got a great quarterback and a great group of receivers and running backs as well. So I'm just looking forward to, you know, seeing where it comes at the end of camp.
So back to Cruz for a minute. Do you think that you can complement him well?
Absolutely. There's a bunch of other guys as well. You know, you got Ruben and JJ and Rio and all these other guys. And, you know, it just kind of takes the pressure off Cruz a little bit, you know, be able to spread it around. We all move around and, you know, work efficiently. So I'm just looking forward to seeing how it all comes together towards the end of camp and going into preseason.
Competition with Ruben, what do you think?
I'm really just competing for, you know, a spot. You know, they both kind of have their spots solidified, and it's one of those things where it's the coach's decision. You know, you go out and you give, you know, everything you have, and at the end of the day, if it's not enough, it's not enough. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think we all want to play, so it's what we do is we compete, so that's what we're going to do.
All right, guys, we got time for one more question.
Eli talked a lot about the playing aspect of this offense. How tough has that been to kind of master?
I think that goes with any offense, you know, as well as from a quarterback to a receiver standpoint. Like, everything's about timing. And, you know, when we were running routes at the Manning Passing Academy, it felt good to feel, you know, as if we were all in sync and on the same page. So just looking forward to coming out here today and, you know, enjoying some of this heat. You know, I was back home and it was pretty hot, so this feels pretty good to me.
How could you tell that timing was getting better at that camp? You said it was feeling good.
It's just something that you can't really explain. It's something that you feel as a receiver. You know, you feel you're in sync with your quarterback.
Thank you.